my dear respected brothers, as you already know, this institution was founded under guidance and supervision of our Sheikh, Mufti Shahnawaz Rahman Sahib, Dhammad Barkatuhum. This institution was founded in 2012, and alhamdulillah, it has been. It has been registered as a non-for-profit organization and a 501c3 registered organization. And the purpose of this institution is basically, as Hazrat mentioned, only to promote the religious activities according to the authentic teachings of Islam. Alhamdulillah, this institution has two major divisions, Tanveer Foundation and Tanveer Academy. And alhamdulillah, we are running, we have already started some programs under the Tanveer Foundation and the Academy. We have an on-site and online HIS program currently going on in basic Islamic courses for ladies in Urdu, which includes, you know, Tafriq, Quran, Tafsir, Fiqh, Tajweed, Adab, and Aqaid. And also we have the Islamic schooling with secular education from TK, pre-K to the 8th grade. This schooling system is under the K-12 online public schooling for boys and girls. And also we have a weekday program which is offering currently an 8-month Islamic course for the in English for the girls. This program is also online and on-site. And alhamdulillah, we have invited from UK, Hazrat Mufti Abrar Al-Haq Sahib, Dhammad Barkatuhum, as our honored guest and our imam for the masjid to conduct the activities. He's visiting us from UK as a guest. He graduated from Darul Uloom Hyderabad and under the pious ulamas, and then did his iftah, and then he went to Syria to study under different ulamas there in one of the institutions called Mahdul Fath. And mashallah, he's here and has honored us and blessed us with his company for this month of Ramadan. I will invite him to come to the stage and give us a few words of nasiha.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. الحمد لله. This gathering is very blessed. It is blessed because of the occasion. Alhamdulillah, tonight we have completed the recitation of the Quran, and I was very much happy because usually when you have a new place where people conduct Taraweeh, you will have one or two Hufaz so that they can lead Salah, and we had about 6-7 Hufaz for the first time. So this is a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. We have blessings upon blessings tonight. Blessing of the month of Ramadan, blessing of the occasion of the completion of the Quran, blessing of this gathering when Allah Azza wa Jal is remembered. That gathering is the gathering of barakah, and blessing of the presence of pious people and ulama and saliheen and mashayikh. I thought I would just say a few words about blessing. And may Allah Azza wa Jal bless all of us. The Arabic word for blessing is barakah. And one of the obvious words which we use quite a lot is we say Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, whenever we mention His name, we say tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we don't mention the word tabarak with anybody else. Allah Azza wa Jal is Mubarak and Mubarak. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is Barakah. He is full of Barakah. In Himself, in His, what we say, that. Allah Azza wa Jal is full of Barakah in His beautiful names, in His Asma. Allah Azza wa Jal, all His Sifat are Sifat of Barakah. And Allah Azza wa Jal also bestows barakah. Allah Azza wa Jal, He grants barakah. Allah Azza wa Jal, He can grant barakah to anything. And this is something, although it looks very simple, but we need to have a reminder every now and then. Because we are living in a very much a life of material. So we are used to have calculations. 1 + 1 is always 2. But barakah is not like that. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is not bound and He is not obliged by these calculations. For Allah Azza wa Jal, 1 + 1 could mean 11. 1 + 1 could mean 1100. 1 + 1 could mean anything. There are lots of ulama who have talked about barakah and who have explained how Allah Azza wa Jal would bestow barakah. If I just mention few obvious things so that we don't have to go into deeper details. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed and has given barakah to people. The anbiya, they are the people who are mubarak. The rusul, the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal, they are the people who are mubarak. And the most beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the one who was given the most of barakah, is our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was mubarak in his that. He was mubarak in his life. He was mubarak after his life. Anything which is attributed to him, which is attached to him, is also mubarak. In the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned so many things which are attached to him, so that we know the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jal said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد. The place where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed is the place of barakah. That's where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made a special dua for Medina. He made a special dua for Medina so that Allah Azza wa Jal would give barakah to Medina. Not only Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for the city of Medina and for the people who live in Medina and for the people who remain patient in Medina, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also made dua for ordinary things of Medina. It is mentioned in the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to say, Allahumma barik lana fi sa'ina wa fi muddina. Sa' and mud measures, the way nowadays you have liters, or in America pounds or gallons. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only he made dua for Medina and for the people of Medina, but he also made dua for the tools, for the equipments, for the measures which people used to use, so that Allah Azza wa Jal gives barakah. It is mentioned in many places that if someone is not well, someone is feeling pain, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would take some saliva and then take some soil, and he would say, Bismillahi turbatu ardina بريق بعضنا يشفى سقيمنا. With the name of Allah, the soil of our land, with the saliva of one of us, may Allah give shifa. May Allah give shifa. Obviously, we have some doctors in our gathering, and they do a great job when they help people. But the way Allah Azza wa Jal has placed cure in medicine, Allah Azza wa Jal has also placed cure in His names. The entire universe is a manifestation of Allah's names. So if Allah Azza wa Jal can place cure in some leaves, in some chemicals, why can't Allah Azza wa Jal place cure in His names? Indeed, Allah's names are cure. Allah's word is shifa. Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاء. Indeed, we reveal from the Qur'an, what is shifa? Not only Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed people, Allah Azza wa Jal can bless anything. Allah Azza wa Jal can bless water. In the Qur'an there is a lot of mention of water in many places. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that He sends rain and then it helps the crops grow. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned especially about the water of Zamzam, that ma'u zamzama lima shuriba lah, that the water of Zamzam is for the purpose for which it is drunk. This is hadith. مَاءُ زَمْزَمَ لِمَا شُرِبَ لَهُ. The water of Zamzam is for the purpose for which it is drunk. If you drink the water of Zamzam with the intention to have cure from a certain disease, Allah can cure. And Allah will cure, and Allah has cured. But this depends very much on the intention of the person, and this depends very much on the level of iman of the person. And this is applicable to all other things, that the more you have yaqeen, the more you have outcome, and the less you have yaqeen, Allah does not need anything. In fact, some of the ulama like Imam Izzuddin ibn Abdul Salam rahimahullah, he mentions that Allah doesn't like people who try. You know, nowadays we say, let me give it a try. No, give it a try. You must have complete and full confidence in Allah Azza wa Jal. You must have unshaken belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't need our trial, and Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't need our approval, that we approve, yes, the water of Zamzam has shifa, yes, the water of Zamzam is full of barakah. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't need our approval. There are many ulama who drank the water of Zamzam and they made the intention to have better memory, and Allah Azza wa Jal gave them memory, like Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, Imam Zahabi and others. There are many ulama who drank the water of Zamzam and they made dua so that Allah Azza wa Jal can make them mustajab al-da'awat. Any dua they make, Allah accepts the dua, and Allah Azza wa Jal made them. There are many people who drank the water of Zamzam for a specific purpose, and Allah Azza wa Jalla has fulfilled their desires and their intentions. In fact, some ulama they say, and it is mentioned in the hadith, that the water of Zamzam is not only for drinking, but it is also for eating. The water of Zamzam is a drink and also food. If you drink any other water, you are thirsty, okay, your thirst is gone, but you remain hungry. But the water of Zamzam, if you drink, you are thirsty, your thirst will go away, and your hunger will also go away. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah and many other ulama, they mentioned that there are many people who just survived on water of Zamzam for weeks. Day and night they just had the water of Zamzam, and they never felt thirsty. In fact, some ulama they mentioned that they used to drink the water of Zamzam, and they used to make tawaf, and they used to make sa'i, and they used to pray salah, and they also had married life. This is barakah. Allah Azza wa Jalla when gives barakah, then the khair will be in abundance. When Allah Azza wa Jalla gives barakah in time, then you will have abundance of khair in your time. If Allah Azza wa Jalla gives barakah in your life, then you will have lot of khair in your life. If Allah Azza wa Jalla gives barakah in your family, you will have lot of khair in your family. If Allah Azza wa Jalla gives barakah in your business, then you will have lot of khair in your business. If Allah Azza wa Jalla gives barakah in your wealth, in your money, then you will have lot of khair in your wealth and in your money. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only that he used to drink the water of Zamzam, but when he used to travel, he used to take the water of Zamzam with him. That is because of the barakah of the water of Zamzam. And that's why in the hadith of Mi'raj is mentioned, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam chest was opened, the angels, they came and they washed his heart with the water of Zamzam. And in recent times, some of the medical professionals, some of the doctors, some of the surgeons, when they did operation, instead of using other liquids or other chemicals, they use the water of Zamzam. And this is the beauty of barakah. When Allah Azza wa Jalla gives barakah, then that thing will be full of khair. Barakah is abundance in goodness. Barakah is the continuity of goodness. Barakah is the increase in goodness. And the more you will have iman in Allah Azza wa Jal, the more you will have yaqeen in Allah Azza wa Jal, the more Allah Azza wa Jal would give barakah. Allah Azza wa Jal has given barakah in this great month. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed this month because of the barakah of the Quran. Because the Quran was revealed in this month to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed a special night in this month, which is Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. One night is not equivalent of 24 hours or 12 hours or 6-8 hours. One night is not equivalent of another night. If you say Saturday night is equivalent of another Saturday night, in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal, that equation is not correct. In the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr, that the night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months is roughly about 83 years, which is the average life of a person. Average life of a person. If a person spends all his life in ibadah, and you have one person praying one night, if that night is accepted, if the ibadah on that night is accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal, then this person has achieved what the other person has achieved. That's why this ummah is ummah of barakah. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the ummah mubarakah. Because Allah Azza wa Jal has given this ummah in a short period of time what people used to get in ages, in years. It is mentioned in the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to Sahaba radiallahu anhum that would you like to be one quarter of the people of Jannah? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said and asked the companions, and the Sahaba, they said yes, please. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, would you like to be one third of the people of Jannah? They said yes. Then he said, I hope that you will be half of the people of Jannah. The ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be half of the people of Jannah. But in terms of the number, we are very, very less in number compared to the other nations. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave example. You are like, say if you have a horse, which has black hair, and then you have a stripe of white hair. So you are like that stripe of white hair. Or if you have a horse which is white and you have a stripe of black hair. So the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in number is very, very less compared to all other nations. But because Allah Azza wa Jalla has given barakah to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, half of the people of Jannah will be from this ummah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed these last 10 days with Laylatul Qadr. And some ulama, they say that the reason why it is blessed, because the moment when you know Allah Azza wa Jal is better than your entire life. The moment when you make true tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal is better than entire life. The moment when you make reconciliation with Allah Azza wa Jal is better than your entire life. Imagine you lived life of 10 years, 15 years, 60, 70 years. Life of neglect, life of ignorance, life of abandoning the teachings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then you have a moment of safa, you have a moment of nearness of Allah Azza wa Jal. You have a moment when the angels descend, when the sakina of Allah Azza wa Jal descends, when you truly love Allah Azza wa Jal, when you truly know Allah Azza wa Jal, when you truly realize the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal, believe me, that moment is better than anything in this life. That moment is better than anything. That's why Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Some of the Persian poets said, ek zamana sohbate ba awliya behtar as sad sala ta'at bariya. That one moment in the presence and in the company of a wali and of a pious person is better than 100 years worship. Because you're praying and praying and praying, worshipping and worshipping and worshipping, not knowing what you're doing, not knowing whom you're worshipping, not knowing the essence and the spirit of worship, then it is just a structure without any spirit inside. If you have million zeros, give it to someone, nobody will want to take it. You have one zero, but add one, that would mean something. You have two zeros, add one, it would mean something. You have five zeros, add one, that would mean something. The ma'rifah of Allah Azza wa Jal, the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, the qurbah of Allah Azza wa Jal, the tawbah towards Allah Azza wa Jal is that one. And this is something which we should aim for in this blessed month, and especially in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. When we do that, then we truly achieve the barakah of the month of Ramadan. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq, and may Allah Azza wa Jal give us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.